Shop. This is Dawn. How can I help you?
Hi, Dawn. My name is Seth McElroy, and I would like to speak with somebody about a complaint that I have.
Okay, well, I can help you with that. I can handle that.
Oh, perfect. Well,
and I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Seth McElroy.
Okay.
And I was recently in your store. I bought some items, a couple pair of pants, a shirt, and some shoes.
Okay.
And I can't prove it, but I believe that some or most of these items are not new.
What do you mean?
I mean, I believe that some of these items that you're selling at the thrift store have been previously worn.
Okay.
Do you have any explanation for me?
Yes. It's a thrift shop, so that's generally what we sell.
What? I don't understand what you mean. Wait, are you saying that my clothes were previously worn?
Yes, sir. It's a thrift shop, so everything is secondhand.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm taking my pants off right now.
Excuse me?
You're saying that the pants that I'm wearing right now were worn by another person?
If they were purchased at our thrift store, then they would be something that has already been worn. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be sick. I can't believe what you just admitted to me over the phone. Your store has the audacity to sell used clothing to people without their knowledge? Oh.
Are you being serious? Like, it sounds like you've never heard what a thrift store does. But that's what a thrift store does. They get donations and they sell clothes.
I'm being 100% serious. I saw the word thrift and I thought maybe it was going to save me a little bit of money. I didn't know I was going to leave with somebody else's clothes. And God knows what...
The way we give you the savings is that we don't pay full price for it. We get donations from people that donate their clothes. And yes, they've been previously worn. I don't understand that you don't understand that concept.
Okay, well, first of all, I want my money back. I spent over $9 there on two outfits, and I want a full refund. And now I don't know what's going to... I'm going to have to go to counseling. You've ruined my life.
Okay, you're being dramatic, sir. This is not going to ruin your life. You don't have to...
I want you to know I'm standing here pantless right now.
Well, that's like TMI, so if you could just put your pants back on whatever.
I cannot put these pants back up. They're not mine to begin with. They were somebody else's. And I had no idea that I was wearing somebody else's pants. I'm standing pantless in the middle of my office. And if somebody comes in, who knows what they're going to think. But it's because you sold me somebody else's pants without telling me.
You can put your pants back on. The clothes have all been washed. They're not dirty.
No,
I mean, the only... person that doesn't know what a thrift store is you.
Excuse me, to call me an idiot? You're supposed to be helping me out. Aren't you customer service?
Everyone knows what a thrift store means. It means secondhand clothes that has been cleaned, and that's, everyone knows
it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've got to go to the doctor.
Yeah, you should go to the doctor to get your brain checked.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Dawn.
Dawn, you're going to be hearing
yes.
from my lawyers as well. I'm going to call the police, and I'm going to shut down your sham of a business, and then I'm going to sue you for everything you've got, which isn't a lot. It's just a bunch of used clothes.
Totally insane. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever
heard.
And now
you're laughing at me, too.
Yes, I'm laughing at you because this is ridiculous.
Well, you know what else is ridiculous? This is a prank phone call.
What are you talking about?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, no.
Your friend Emma set you up. She told us that you take all the complaint phone calls for the thrift shop and wanted me to mess with you. Did you really believe that a guy didn't know what a thrift shop was?
You don't know how many real calls I get like that.
I guess...
That's like every day.
I guess next you're going to tell me those coffee mugs I bought were somebody else's, too.